So the halo effect can be really, really important because it helps you to increase the amount of revenue that you can generate per client over the lifetime of your relationship with that particular client. Hello, hello guys. Welcome to another episode of the Five Figure Freelance Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Lancaster, as always. And in this episode, we are going to be covering how the halo effect can 7x your income instantly. And I know what you're thinking, guys. I know what you're thinking. Don't worry. I know you're thinking, Scott, what are you talking about, you idiot? You can't 7x your income instantly. But I'm going to show you exactly in this episode how using the halo effect can help you to at least 7x your income. And I say 7x specifically because I 7x my income as soon as I started using this particular technique. And if you don't know what the halo effect is, then you are just about to find out, so stay tuned. Now, I actually learned the halo effect from Christo, who, if you don't know, where have you been? The future, Christo, the man, the mystery, the legend. Check him out on YouTube. He is an absolute G when it comes to freelancing, creative, running an agency, everything related to ultimately what we're doing and why we do it. He is one of the best resources for me personally, and I've learned so much from him. So if you don't know who he is, just check him out. You're going to learn a lot. But essentially, the halo effect is when a client sees that you're good at one thing, so they just assume that you're very good at lots of other things too. Now, obviously, if you're good at logo design, they're not going to assume that you're good at bungee jumping, because that doesn't make any sense. But what they will assume is that you understand design, therefore you could be good at something like website development, or potentially leaflet design, or packaging. And what happens is when you start to build rapport with a client in one specific area, you can then slowly but surely start to introduce the fact that you have understandings of other expertises which complement that original expertise very, very well. And some of these lessons have literally helped me to, again, 7x my income, where, you know, I can make 120 grand with very little marketing, to be honest, and live quite happily, quite freely, and work with the exact clients who I want to, when I want to charge whatever I want. And I want you guys to be in the same position. That's the exact reason why I'm making these podcasts. So for example, going back to my personal practice of the halo effect. So the first service that I generally do with clients is either logo design or brand naming. Now I say brand naming because that's generally the service that we do most with clients, because that's ultimately what we're best at. But then when we are just about to finish the naming process and we have a name which they like, and we also have a slogan that they like, the conversation shifts to logos. Now at this point, they don't even know that we do logos. In fact, I've had some clients actually ask us, you know, what else do you guys do? Because you're very good at naming. Do you guys do anything else? And at that point, we point them to our portfolio and specific portfolio pieces which are relevant to their business, to show them that, yeah, like, we do naming, but we also need to understand exactly how your name is going to be communicated and expressed visually through your logo and brand mark and branding system. I've had clients who have literally been looking for a logo design for around $200, and they've actually had someone ready to go on Fiverr to design a logo for them for $200. But our prices are 5x that minimum. For like our minimum package, we won't even touch a logo design project unless it's around a grand. So when they come to us and we're asking them, listen, we know exactly how to bring your brand name to life. You've worked with us before. You know that we know what we're doing. We've already discussed your logo, and we know pretty much how we can execute it to get it to the point and the style that you like. And clients are willing to pay 5x what they are originally intending to spend on their logo design, because you can add more value, because you can give them the result that they need, because the logo that they have is going to last the test of time. This isn't just a small and important investment that's just going to last a few months. This is going to be their logo that's going to be literally implemented on every single material that the brand touches. So the halo effect can be really, really important because it helps you to increase the amount of revenue that you can generate per client over the lifetime of your relationship with that particular client. And that's super important because you can only acquire a certain amount of clients, right? So for example, if you generally generate 10 new clients per month, every single month for a full year, then that is 120 clients. And if you make $1,000, let's say, for every single client, that's going to be $120,000 for that year, or for everything generated from those 120 clients. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. But what if you take those exact same 120 clients who you understand their business already and basically work with them more on different areas of their business? This actually relates to stacking your skills as well and learning new skills that are related to your existing skill set. So check out that episode. I think it was episode 12 or 13, if I remember correctly. So check that out, because that is going to really help you to stack your skills and add more value to your clients. But say, for example, if we had the exact same 120 clients, but instead of only making 1,000 in revenue per client, you made 2,500. The difference between the overall amount generated from that 120 clients is astronomical when you look at the difference overall. So if you earn just 1,000 per client, you're going to be earning $120,000. But if you earn 2,500 per client, you're going to be earning $300,000. That is an extra $180,000 based on you understanding the exact same business and doing all the hard work up front, and then just offering further services to complement the service that you originally intended to provide. Now, I know this isn't 7x in your income, but in my experience, it's actually been a lot more than just doubling or tripling. In my experience, clients end up basically working with us in regards to their naming, then their logo, then their strategy, then their website, and then maybe even packaging if they need it. And then they have other add-ons, such as, for example, during the naming process, they pay around $600 for the original initial names. And then afterwards, they may add an extra $300 to the process to get additional names afterwards if they really want to. So guys, it's all about building trust with the clients and then upselling them on different services that can add value. It isn't a case of just trying to sell stuff to them that they don't need. You need to make sure that you're actually adding value to the client. And listen, if you can add value to the client and take their worry and their pain and their problem and create a solution for them that they love, then everyone is going to be happy. You're making more money, the client is getting a better result and getting more value, so there's no reason why you shouldn't upsell them. It isn't a bad thing, so think about it. Guys, I hope this episode has been valuable. I know that the halo effect has been super, super helpful for me and my business, and I know it's going to be helpful for you as well. So let me know if you have any questions. Actually, feel free to pop me a message at thescottlancaster in Instagram. I'm more than happy to answer any questions for you to help you level up in your freelancing journey. But leave a review, make sure you subscribe, because there's plenty more episodes just like this where you can learn exactly how to optimize your career as a freelancer. Until next time, I will see you very soon.